Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Siman Reish Ayin Vav. We're in the midst of Sif Bais in the Ramah, and we had just seen the famous shita of the Itur that allows one to do Amira La'akum for even a Malacha, even a Malacha Da'oraisa, if it's for a mitzvah. Okay, and then he goes on to say the Rama that the Rabbim are mekel b'davar to actually tell a non-Jew to go ahead and light candles for a suda, specifically like a suda chasana or a mila. And he says v'ein moicheh b'yadam, and you should not go ahead and protest. So he says, why not? Why shouldn't you protest? Especially yesh lahachmi v'makom shein tzarach gadol. He goes on to say, you should be machmir unless it's a real tzorech, because most of the poskim are cholik on the eater. So why ain't mocheh b'yadam? So good, he says, very strong. Mutav shiyu shogig in la'ayu mezidim. It's better that people should be shogig and not be mezidim. I mean, they're not going to listen to you. So better they should be a shogig. So really what he's coming out is that this reliance on the eater for mitzvah, to go ahead and amir la'akam l'tzarech mitzvah, is something that really should not be done. And now the question is, what does it mean the prop besudas chasana? It doesn't really mean the suda of a wedding, because you can't have a wedding on Shabbos, but it means like shalom brachas, prop besudas chasana. Okay, so that's an example, that would be an example of where people are makel. So there's sifkat and chaf dalid, right? V'yesh la'achmir makom she'ein tzarech gadol. So he says, ushla hichmir af l'tzorech gadol. The Shlah, however, unlike the Rama, who says yesh lahachmir b'makom she'ein tzorech gadol, comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, no, Shlah was machmir even if there is a tzorech gadol. Shekein ra'a nagim v'kilos chashuvim. And this is the way in kilos chashuvim, in chashuv v'kihilos, the way that people were noyeg, not to rely even but l'tzorech gadol on this itur. Where do we see this? She yoshrim b'chashecha b'motzei Shabbos. In these chashav kehilas, people would sit in darkness on motzei Shabbos, close to when Shabbos is over. Afilu b'chasana, even at a chasana. Again, chasana would mean shavu brachas. Ad she'amar akol baruch. Meaning, let's say they had a shavu brachas at Shal Shudis, and it was already getting dark. So people would not go ahead and tell the non-Jew to turn on the light, okay, or to light up the lights, until Baruch Hu. V'chein nag ha-goyin, right, ha-rashim v'shahaya k'sadim etzlo suda shlishis, and he says, this was also the minag of the goyin ha-rosh, that was so'adim etzlo suda shlishis. People would eat by him at Shalosh Shudis, he would not have a non-Jew go ahead and turn on the lights to have more light at the Suda Shlishis, even though there's obviously a Tzorech Gadol here to have light for the Suda. But they did not rely on this Itur. So again, remember, the Itur is saying that you can tell a guy to do a Malacha D'Oraisa in order to facilitate a mitzvah. And he's saying, the Shlah says, you should not rely on this, even though the Ramah had said, the Makom Shein Tzorech Gadol, you shouldn't rely on this Tzorech Gadol. The Shlah, and the way we see the Minhag Olam, is not to rely on this, to have an Akum go ahead and do a Malacha D'Oraisa. So everyone's thinking, but we see sometimes they have the non-Jew come put on the lights of the shul and things like that, so we'll see what that's based on. U'prima gadim mitzadid lahakel, lahadlik al yedei eino Yehudi v'moksei Shabbos l'tzarech mitzvah. U'prima gadim, however, he was makel specifically, even though he might, tilt towards the Shlah and be machmir even with tzarech gadol, when it came to Moitzei Shabbos, okay, he would be makel to have a non-Jew turn it on Moitzei Shabbos with tzarech mitzvah for a mitzvah after Shua Dayim Ben HaShemashos, even though it is only Ben HaShemashos. In other words, he would allow it during Ben HaShemashos. The Chol Shekein Be'erev Shabbos, and for sure, Erev Shabbos Ben HaShemashos with tzarech mitzvah, the Vivadai Mutter there, for sure, it would be mutter l'kama b'simun shilmen be'zayin sham. And the question is, what the big chiddush that you could on erev Shabbos bein hashmashos, you could tell a guy you're allowed to do a shvus bein hashmashos. So the truth is that's really tricky because you really can't do a shuvah b'yashem mashmash. You know why? Because most b'yashem mashmash we already accept Shabbos. So it's no longer b'yashem mashmash for us because we accept Shabbos early. So the kula here is that during the period of Tosefes Shabbos, it's been a shmashos. So the Prima Gadim allows one, even when it's still your Shabbos, both when the status quo is Shabbos, namely on Motzei Shabbos, it's been a shmashos, and Erev Shabbos, when you're ready to makabel Shabbos, there you could be makel and have a non-Jew go ahead and do a malacha d'oraisa for, okay, a tzorech mitzvah, obviously. You cannot stam, you can't have him do a malacha, but a tzorech mitzvah.
Why is it Kolshekin?
Oh, Kolshekin is because on Motzei Shabbos, okay, the status quo is that it was already Shabbos Gufa. So you have the status quo as opposed to here, regular Shabbos didn't come in yet, except for your Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay? Viter, Chav Hei, the Harov Poskim Cholkin. Most Poskim Acholek, the Rama says, on the Itur. When we come back, Mutale in Yehudi, Lesakein. Now we're coming to some of the coolers. Even though, in principle, we don't rely on the Itur, to say you can do a Malacha Dairaisa. Malacha d'oraisa with amir lakum for a mitzvah. It's mutar lomar leinu yehudi taken as a eruv. You can tell a non-Jew to go fix the eruv shenis galtel b'Shabbos that got messed up on Shabbos. Yidei shelo yavo rabbi lidei mishal, so that the rabbi will not come to do averus of carrying and things like that. In other words, once it's a tzorech rabim, okay, then we allow the amir la'akum, meaning amir la'akum can even do a malacha d'oraisa if it's the mitzvah the rabbin. It's a mitzvah for the rabbin. And here's a mitzvah for the rabbin. In fact, it's a very serious mitzvah for the rabbin that they're going to possibly do a veris if you didn't go ahead and fix the eruv. And he says that you could rely then on the bala iter lahatir to allow a shvus da amira, the shvus of amira la akum, afilu b'malacha d'oraisa, even by malacha d'oraisa. Mitzvah the Rabbim, if it's a mitzvah the Rabbim. So for example, let's say it's Yom Kippur and everyone is schwitzing their brains out in the shul and the AC goes down, so there could be, right, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, so there might very well be a heter for a non-Jew to turn the AC on because it's a mitzvah the Rabbim. Same thing with lights in the shul and things like that. Mitzvah the Rabbim. And similarly you have Das Prima Gadim, so Sifkatan Bhabes. Sifkat Chavav, Ayin the Kamar Talom, the Sham Gam came of the low Kabbalah Yitur. There also, we see that we did not, in principle, hold like the Kabbalah Yitur. Now, there are other heterim besides the Makkah Mitzvah, the Rabbim, where we might rely on the Kabbalah Yitur. There are other mitzvahs that they talk about, like Aliyah, moving to Eretz Yisrael, taking care of things that you might have to do with Eretz Yisrael, believe it or not. It might be heterim, but all the practical details, if we have time before the end of Reish Ayin Vav on Wednesday, maybe we'll go through some of the more practical bottom line of this. Gimel. The person says to his Eved or his Shifcha to walk with him. And they start walking, they're walking in the dark. And guess what the Eved and Shifcha did? And the Eved and Shifcha turned on a light on Friday night while they were walking. Even though the Evan and Shifcha also need the light to walk, right? And normally, therefore, it should be good because he's doing it for himself, primarily, seemingly. Still not defined as Einzel Tzorech Ein Yehudi. This is not considered Tzorech Ein Yehudi. The question is why? And he's purely doing it for himself because he doesn't want a trip. Kevan She'ikar Ha'alicha Bishvil Yisrael. Since the Ikar Ha'alicha, he's only walking because he's walking with the Adon. The Adon is taking his Evan and Shifcha with him. Okay, now God, obviously we're talking here about an Eved and a Shifcha that's not Jewish. We're talking about an Eved and Shifcha that's, you know, a Goyish Eved and Shifcha. Okay, so even though they need it, it's not defined as their needs because the whole walking in the first place was for the Jew. Okay, now this is not so simple because what makes this considered the non-Jew is doing it for the Jew, the fact that the whole activity itself is only being done because of the Jew. So therefore, even if in the end the malacha is for the non-Jew himself, he only got into that activity that he's doing the malacha for because of the Jew. So if that's the case, then l'chaira, how can you, let's say, have a non-Jew, let's say you have people have maids, they wash their dishes with hot water. or they will turn on the light in the kitchen to wash the dishes. How can they do that? So the Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss that right now. Okay? Leilech imo, dafka nakat. She says, first of all, dafka, it's because leilech imo. This is very important. It's because the non-Jew is walking with you. This is key. Aval im mishalchem b'shlichuso, but if you sent the non-Jew on this mission at night, sheyelchu ba'atzman, that he should go himself to a certain place at night, on Friday night, and then the non-Jew turns on a light, lights a light, turns on a flashlight or whatever, or kindles a lamp or a torch in order to be able to see. Ain't a mikri l'tzarko. We don't call that for the tzorech of the Jew, even though he's going to this place only because of the Jew. Since in the end, even though the ikar alicha is before the Jew, since the Jew is not being nene at all when it's being lit, it can't be defined as being done for the Jew. And therefore, and then if the Jew came afterwards, after it was lit, the Jew would be able to use that because it was done for the non-Jew himself. This relates to what we just talked about before. The Taz writes the same thing at the end of the Siman, and this is Lasha. Look what he says. Nearly, it appears to me, also on Ner Shabbat Lekas HaShivcha. That Ner that the maid goes ahead, non-Jewish maid goes ahead and lights, Kedei Ladeach Kli Achila, to go ahead and clean the dishes, Sha'achlu, okay, Lo Mikri Letzarech Yisrael. When the Shivcha is cleaning up the Jews' dishes and turns on the light in order to see to do the dishes, that's not considered Tzarech Yisrael. Why? Because the Yisrael himself is not being nena. Ela kelim shelo mudachim. Rather, what's happening is that the kelim got washed. And the non-Jew has to go ahead, this shivcha, non-Jew, non-Jewess, has to go ahead and wash the dishes. Litzarcha hi madlekes. Therefore, it is viewed as she is doing it for herself, to make her job easier. Okay? And that's why, right, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, they also say the non-Jew could go ahead and use a sponge and we use sponges to wash it with hot water and all these things, because at the end of the day, they could have washed it, maybe not as good and easy and things like that, but they could have washed it without doing malacha. So once they could have washed it without malacha, and the non-Jewish maid is doing it specifically to make their job easier, okay, so then that's not going to be a problem. Therefore, afterwards, Yisrael would be able to establish a nezeh for tzarcha gufo, even if he wanted to go ahead and use it for himself. So, for example, let's say afterwards, after the maid turned on the light in the kitchen for themselves to do the dishes, and you went in there afterwards, you wanted to read and do whatever you wanted to do in that dark kitchen, you can go ahead and do it. Even the beis had lakas because when the non-Jewish maid lit the nair, had lika tzarcha, she did it. She turned on the light, right, for herself. And you would even be able to go and do what? Help the shivcha, even when washing the dishes with Nei Nezeh. Because you came after, she did it to go ahead and wash for herself the dishes. So afterwards, you could even go and do the dishes by there as well. Okay? Even though the people got him as machmir there, not to help with the dishes. The only time he's machmir the people got him is if after the non-Jewish maid turns on the light, the Jew says to the non-Jewish maid, "I'll take over and I'll wash the dishes." That's what he's doing it by himself. After the shivcha turned on the light or made a light, when we shum the mefset, she should leave the sefer. Because in that case, it looks as if she lit it for him because he's the one that did the dishes. He's not just helping him with the dishes; he's doing the dishes after she turned the light on in the kitchen. But in this case, we say, if she would go ahead and start washing the dishes, and you, the Jew, go ahead and start and help after she was doing the dishes, then clearly she did it for herself. Looks like she did it for herself, and you just went ahead and joined in on the fun. Okay? Not the fun, but because we love dishwashing. Okay, weiter. Chav ches. Srichim lo. Afal bisha gamhein srichim lo. Even though the non-Jew also needs this light. And therefore, since he needs it, it's a holchacha that he's doing it purely for himself, not for the Jew. And therefore, in principle, it should be okay, if not for the fact that the whole reason why he's walking in the first place was because of the Jew. Okay? So that's what he says. Who can help us if there's? Sifkan Chavtes. It's a proof. It's a proof. Okay? It's a proof. This itself is proof that the non-Jew is doing it for himself because he needs it also. Sifkan Chavtes. Again, we had seen yesterday that if it's Mamish doing it for himself and for the Jew, that's problematic according to at least one opinion in the Mishnah Berurah that we saw yesterday. Sifkan Chavtes. Loimar Le'ino Yehudi. Oh, sorry, I have to go to Ramah. Ramah. Umutter Loimar Le'ino Yehudi. Leilech Imo Litom Ner Dolukfa. Now he's giving another major kula. You can tell a non-Jew to go ahead and carry a candle that's already lit for you. Hovel Ve'eno Oser Rak Tiltul Aner. Because all he's doing is Tiltul Aner, which is the Isser of Mukta. Right? It's the Isser of Tiltul Mukta Bi'alma. Tiltul Aner Ba'alma. Now the question is, what's the pshat here? What's the pshat? Why should he be able to tell a non-Jew to go ahead and carry a candle even though there's an Isser Mukta? Because there's no heter even for an Isser Rabbanan unless it's B'makayim Mitzvah. There's a halacha that you're allowed to do a Shvus, the Shvus B'makayim Mitzvah. Meaning you can have a Shvus on a Shvus that everyone holds. You B'makayim Mitzvah we hold that you can have a non-Jew do a Malacha the Rabbanan for a Mitzvah. That's what's called a shvus, the shvus, but not a mitzvah. But this is not a mitzvah. So how could you have a non-Jew go ahead and you want to go ahead and read something, he can go and carry the light for you into the other room? That's tiltul muksa. How could that be? Okay. So, look what he says here. Why is this okay? He says, Sif katan chavkes, 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 loymar le'ina Yehudi. He can tell a non-Jew to walk with him and carry a candle. It's already lit. So he says, "Ein lahatir el b'nei Torah." This hetter should only be b'nei Torah. Yomi guys, okay? Dilma asil misrach lahaka yasam. Because other people can go ahead and butcher it and make a mistake. They might think that you could do a mir la'akum on a regular regular malacha derabanan, and that's not true. You can only do a mir la'akum on malacha derabanan if it's a makom mitzvah. So if you don't give a guy who's a yomi guy a talmud chacham. Okay, of an etaira, they're going to butcher it, and they're going to go ahead and be makel, even in cases we can't be makel. So again, remember, normally amir la'akum for the rabbanon is only going to be okay for makom mitzvah. That even if you don't go like the itur, that's what we hold. We hold that you can do amir la'akum on the rabbanon for a mitzvah. Right? For doraisa malacha, we don't go with the itur, okay, unless it's a mitzvah derabim, okay, or maybe a mitzvah rabba like Muntar Tishra. I'll give you that kula later about moving Teretz Yisrael. But right now, let's make sure we finish the Yomi here. Okay, don't get excited, all you Yomi guys. Okay, it's not going to help us Yomi guys in Israel because we already live in Teretz Yisrael. It's for you guys. You might be able to have some Amir Lachim to move Teretz Yisrael. But again, unless you're a Ben Taira, you're not going to know. You'll say, "Oh, I see." And you can tell a non-Jew to do an Issa Derabbanan of Shabbos of Mukta, even when it's not a Makom Mitzvah, and they'll go ahead and Stam have him do another schita derabanan, bishul derabanan, shehiya, whatever, which is not allowed unless it's b'makayim mitzvah. Sifkatan lamid leilech imo to go with the Jew and carry the candle. Yon jerota sheyelech imo. For example, you wanted to go with you l'mshoch yayin min amartei to go get wine from the wine cellar. Ola avilecha to bring bread chagavna ve'en chiluk. Bein ner shal shava. There's no difference if it's a wax candle, chalev out of fat, or shal shemen, or if it's a candle with oil. Ach ben ner shal shemen nachol la'achmir. However, when it comes to a ner shal shemen, you should be machmir. Shalom lomar le'ni yadu shalechim oberutza. You shouldn't go ahead and walk fast if he's carrying an oil candle, because then he'll be doing malacha d'oraisa, a psik ratio of malacha d'oraisa where it's going to blow out the candle, which is malacha d'oraisa. Because you're going to force to either do mavir, where the oil is coming more into the wick, or having it move away from the wick, and you're going to do kibui, which are both malachas daraisa. You're going to have extinguishing or kindling, which is a daraisa. If the Yisrael himself would have done it, would have been a daraisa. And that you can't have the guy. You only have the guy doing the Isser of Muksa. You can't even have him do a regular Isser of Rabbanan. Only the Isser of Muksa. We'll see why the Isser of Muksa he's making, we'll see in a second. Okay, I can't even normalize El Ani Yehudi, but you can't speak to any Yehudi when you're dealing with a Shemen candle. You can't help him to run after you with a candle on Shabbos. Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, Be'alma. It's only Tiltul on there, Be'alma. Rotul Omar. Ho'il Duhu Rak Isser Muksa. The word is, this is only the Isser Muksa. What do you mean Isser Muksa? Isser Muksa is pretty Chamar Isser. So only the Isser Muksa. He says, no. Muksa, because look at the word here. Muksa is Shari Al Yedei Tiltul Min Hatzad. You can do what's called tiltul min hatzad. I think you have something that's muksa gamur, okay, on the table. You can go ahead and like knock it off with your elbow or your foot or something like that. It's called tiltul min hatzad. Again, we're talking here about full blown muksa. I'm not talking about klish malach d'lisser. Klish malach d'lisser, remember we learned that can be moved the tzarach kufo, the tzarach makomo. Here we're talking about something that's muksa gamur. Right, a candle, right, and the let's say you have Shabbos candles on the table, that can't be moved with tzarach. And they can't be moved with tzarach gufo or makomo. So you need candles. The space, take it off so you can have the table. You got the table clear. You can't take off the Shabbos candles, remember?
Why Shabbos candles?
Unless you what?
Why is the Shabbos candle clean Shabbos? What is it?
Because it's a basis of the rasa. The flame is muksa and everything's basis and you can't. It's muksa gamor. That's a separate shot. We'll get to it when we discuss it more. But let's say you wanted to take the candles to carry it, a guy to take it off and carry it with you, okay, to go to the wine cellar or whatever. That you could do it. Why? Because you could have, what could you have done? You could have knocked off the candles. You might start a fire in the house, but you could have knocked off the candles with your elbow. But since you could have went ahead yourself and done it through tiltul min hatzad, so therefore having a guy do it is going to be okay. Hey, v'chayven dibar Yisrael shakal ba'atzmo al yedei tiltul min hatzad. This is a Jew if he wanted to could have taken it off based on tiltul min hatzad. Could go ba'acharei yadav with the back of his hand. Oh, ve'natzila yadav. Right, in some wacky way, which means how do you do it? Okay, you can do it in some abnormal fashion. Yishamevi ain yudi b'isura less lumba. So then, when a non-Jew takes it in a regular way, that's why there's no issue. I'm in the comments here. I'm testing. We're gonna have Rav test. The Latalta is apsila like any Yehudi. Traditionally, you're gonna able, surely you're fussed. Even this heter is not gonna be good. The Torah Atzma, meaning, in order, you can let the non-Jew go ahead and carry it if you need it. The Torah Kufo, meaning you need Torah Kufo Omakoma. You need its place, or you need to go ahead and have him carry it so you can go and see in the wine cellar. But in order that the thing itself doesn't get stolen, or something happened to get ruined, okay, that you would not be able to have an anju move it for that. Rak tiltul kishu tzarach l'gufa. Only tiltul when you need it for itself. You need the place. Mutter v'cheikah derechaim. So that would be, for example, a heter. If you leave your Shabbos candles right on the table, to have a guy come and take them off, okay, and tzarach l'komo would be seemingly okay. Atkan. Let's grapple. Oh, too late.